Legal Tuesday with Joe Stanley, The Morning Mess on demand at 95X.com.
Hey, it's The Morning Mess. We are Marty and Shannon, 95X. It's Legal Tuesday brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Joe Stanley is here. Give us a call right now. Dial 315-421-9595. Any legal questions for Joe? Don't wait till it's too late, because we hear that quite a bit, where people will get themselves in situations or binds and they think that, you know, things are just going to kind of improve on them on their own, and they don't, and then the situation gets worse. So we do Legal Tuesday on 95X. You can drop us a text at 315-629-9570. Questions for Joe Stanley. You can also reach out to Joe. Don't go alone. Contact Joe at the office. And how can I do that, Joe?
Sure. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com. My phone number is 1-800-608-3333, and it's stanleylawoffices.com. And I do get some really good emails.
This email I got, there's no name on it, though, so I have no idea who it's from. My wife and I went to dinner at a pretty new restaurant over the weekend. When I got the bill, I noticed it added a $5 service charge. I questioned the manager about the charge because nothing was on the menu about it. He said it was because customers aren't tipping as well as they should be. I refused to pay the service charge because I believe it's illegal to add to the bill. I understand adding a charge for large groups. It was just me and my wife, though. So we paid for our meals in cash, and we did not leave the service charge. The manager said he was going to file a police report. Who's right?
Well, I think you have to have identify that you're going to charge somebody. Period. I mean, you just can't add $5 because you feel like it. So I think they were correct. And actually, that restaurant should check.
Need to post something about that somewhere?
Well, you need to post something about it. And threatening to call the police and file a report when you can't. Well, A, when you have no legal basis to do it is another problem in and of itself. So obviously, they just didn't do that, and they were full of you know what. So, but yeah, that's a bad way to start a new business, and it's just a bad idea. It's not a good customer service kind of deal.
Yeah,
and they're probably never going to go back, and they're going to say bad things. So, if you're going to implement something like that, think about how you're going to do it, and if it's worth the cost.
Well, good for the person that checked the receipt, too. A lot of times, people just get the bill and don't even look what they're being charged for.
Well, actually, there, and not necessarily around in our area, but if you travel, you have to be very careful because there are places in the world and other parts of the country where they automatically add a tip to the bill, and it says somewhere, you know, it says somewhere on the
20%
menu,
gratuity.
Well, whatever it is. Of course, you're never going to see it. Or I always like the ones where it says we don't accept credit cards, and I never get managed to see that, and then I got to go run and find an ATM machine.
Don't you love that?
Yeah.
Joe Stanley is here. It's Legal Tuesday on The Morning Mess at 95X, brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Direct line to the studio if you're listening right now. You don't have to give us your name. We don't really care. You can just ask Joe your legal question at 315-421-9595 or hit us up on the text line, 315-629-9570. You can remain anonymous, ask your question, and Joe can help you out. Or anytime on your own time, you can reach the Stanley Law Office. And Joe, how can they contact you there?
Sure. StanleyLawOffices.com is our website. 1-800-608-3333 is our phone number. And my email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com.
Hi, Joe. My name's Francis, but I hate it. I've always gone by Frank. My friends make nothing but fun of me when they learn it's Francis. So I want to legally change my name. How expensive and difficult is that?
That's a different question.
It's not that expensive or difficult to do it. And to make it for legal purposes, the question is anybody going to recognize it? You know, the problem is, depending on what group of people you went with and family.
They're still going to call you Francis, Frank.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
if your friends are jerks, it's not going to stop them.
Yeah, it's not. If you want to send me an email, I'll give you the names of some people who will help you do that. You probably could be able to do it yourself. I can give you some information on how to do it. It's not that big of a deal, but it's a big of a deal once you do it. You've got to identify if you got credit card. I mean, it becomes a problem when you legally change it, then to legally change everything else, and I'm not sure it's worth it. You know, you got to change. Think about it. It's like losing your wallet with all your identification in it. If you change your name, your driver's license is different. You got to amend your social security number. If you got a passport, you know.
It's basically like if you get married, all the crap that you have to go through. My God, it took forever. You know, the worst was changing my legal name on the cable bill. That was the hardest thing to do. Well, it took like 2 years for them to change. I sent them copies of the marriage license and my license like twice
obviously
a year for
care.
2 years. Yeah, it was just like pulling teeth to get them to change it.
Yeah, changing names and having name issues. I'm not sure that it's worth it for just that purpose. So, but Abe, if you want to do it, I can give you the information.
Joe Stanley is here. It's Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mass. 315-421-9595. Legal questions for Joe, hit us up right now. You can also hit us up on the text line at 315-629-9570 or even on Facebook, like our page, Marty and Shannon 95X.
Let's see. Carrie wrote that she got into an accident with an uninsured and unemployed driver. She wants to know if she can make a claim against that driver, if she should be suing in small claims court, or if there's any point if this person has no money at all.
Yeah, that sucks.
Well, if we're talking about property damage, he's uninsured and he's unemployed and he doesn't have any assets. You don't have collision yourself, because I'm presuming she doesn't have collision. If you have collision, you just go to through your own insurance company and go that way. It doesn't hurt to go to small claims court and get a judgment, because the judgments are good for 20 years.
So if her circumstances change.
Yeah. And if it's an injury case, your insurance, everyone has insurance on their automobile policy that covers uninsured drivers if you get hurt. There's a basic amount, and you can buy an extra amount. And just as a tip, you should always buy the extra amount. Buy as much as it's called SUM coverage, fancy word for supplemental underinsured motorist coverage. So when you get it in the mail, it's not very expensive, and it's a very, very good thing to have, because it protects you against uninsured drivers, and it puts you in the same position you put other people. It's something that I have had sad situations where there's only the $25,000 involved, and it's $25,000 does not cover much in a serious injury case.
Joe Stanley is here. It's Legal Tuesday and the Morning Mass, brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go alone. Contact Joe. How can I reach you at the office, Joe?
Sure. 1-800-608-3333. StanleyLawOffices.com is our website. And my email is joe@StanleyLawOffices.com.
Text just came in, 315-629-9570. Question for Joe is, if I want to sue somebody for under $500, there's no contract, but they have text messages proving that someone owes someone money, is that good enough to still file a small claims court suit?
Sure. I mean, contracts don't have to be in writing. I mean, that's that, except for certain contracts that are governed by the statute of frauds, and if we can have a whole one-day show.
What does that mean?
that means that certain contracts have to be in writing.
Gotcha. Okay.
And because of the nature of the contract, one of them is real property. There's others. But most contracts do not. Statute of frauds is a wonderful thing if you went to law school. But other than that,
I'm
it's not
throw
so
that
wonderful.
Out there, make it look like I'm smart.
Yeah, it's not so wonderful. But every other contract can be verbal. And texts are actually admissions. They're proof of the verbal contract. And they may even be deemed, depending on what you write in a text or an email, that may be deemed to be a contract. These are wonderful things you learn in law school, that you may be sending communications back and forth that are actually the written terms of a contract, and you may not even know it.
Yeah, no, it's true. That's why lawyers will tell you, if you're going through certain situations, whatever, try
writing,
to do everything in
everything.
Email or text message.
I do everything in writing and document it. And if you know, people sometimes don't think, and people sometimes say things, but they don't write them down. But once you get them to write them down, it's hard to argue with your written words.
Yeah, always bringing good stuff. Great questions today, too. Joe Stanley is here. This whole segment's brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. And you just heard Joe on the radio say that he gets some great emails from our listeners. So keep those emails coming in. Don't go alone. You can contact Joe. And Joe, if they want to reach out to the Stanley Law Office, because a lot of people, when they're talking legal issues, wants to be a little bit more private. So that's when they can reach you at the office.
Sure. StanleyLawOffices.com is our website. My email is joe@StanleyLawOffices.com, and it's 1-800-608-3333.
Did you know today was National Slurpee Day?
Yep, free Slurpees at 7-Eleven between 11 and 7.
We called the 7-Eleven, mm-hmm. and I asked how many hot dogs were on a rotisserie, first off. And then I asked what kind of flavors they have. They have cotton candy Slurpees.
The limited edition cotton candy Slurpee.
I'm not a Slurpee person at all. Give me ice cream all day over Slurpees.
But they do offer, they almost always have a sugar-free option, too.
Are you a Slurpee guy, Joe?
Nah, not really. I'm a smoothie kind of guy.
You like the smoothies. He likes the healthy choice. I like that.
I love a Slurpee.
Well, I just want to let you know, today's National Slurpee Day, if you want to partake in that.
That's a good day. Hopefully the weather will actually coincide with that, so everyone will want to get one, especially if it's free. It's good.
Joe, thank you very much, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good week.
The Morning Mass on 95X.